Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. I hope you will, because it's all there for free, available to you for free, thanks to our outstanding corporate partners. And I'm excited about getting Lynn Connolly back on the show. Lynn's been with us many times before. It's been a while now since she's been here. Lynn is Director of Strategic Alliances and Women's Marketing for Office Depot, and she's the lady who created Office Depot's Success Strategies for Business Women's Conference, something that I've been attending now for the last three or so years. She is also, in a former life, was a member of the Ladies Professional Golf Association. She was a touring golf pro for a number of years, but more importantly, she's our good friend. Lynn, welcome back to the show.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing great, Lynn. It's good to have you back. And also, recently got your MBA, didn't you?
Yes, it took me 2 years to do it, but I did it, and I'm thrilled to be through it and would highly recommend it to anybody.
From the Kellogg School Kellogg School of Management and out of Chicago. Well, I know you said it took you 2 years, but considering that you held down a job, and I know the kind of job that you have and that you do, 2 years is, in my opinion, was pretty impressive.
Yes. It goes by actually very quickly. And it was just such an incredibly enriching experience, from the people that you meet to the knowledge that you acquire through going through the experience. And it was just an amazing time.
And a little bit of an endurance test too, right?
Yes, I think, the last couple months, everybody was looking for that finish line, that's for sure.
Getting kind of punchy. Lynn, as you know, at least for the last 3 years, I've attended the Office Depot Success Strategies Conference for Business Women down in Florida, and have had a great time. It's an outstanding event, and you got another one coming up soon, haven't you?
Yes, we're excited. We've got the conferences from March 26th through the 28th this year, and it's at the Diplomat Hotel in Hollywood, Fort Lauderdale. It's a beautiful facility right on the beach, so you can't beat that. And we've got some exciting announcements. We just signed on Lily Tomlin as a keynote.
All right. That'll be fun.
So she's going to be very interesting. It's not going to be her typical show. She's really going to talk to us about, how she built her career in the entertainment business and what it was like as a woman to do that. Then we have Sarah Blakely, who's the creator and founder of Spanx, which for most women they know it's a hosiery company that she was the first one to innovate and not actually have feet in the pantyhose, and has been very successful. She started the business with $5,000, and in 5 years it's a $50 million business. So she has quite
pantyhose without feet. I'm trying to
without feet.
I'm trying to get my head around that.
I know. Well, it's kind of like a body glove.
I don't even think I want to go there, because that's one of those things that only girls should know about.
Yes, it's a wonderful product, and as you can see, she's been highly successful, so we love it.
Well, I'm really proud of her for what she's accomplished as an entrepreneur, but I think I'm glad I don't know about it. I mean, I don't know about the product anyway.
Right. Most of the women in your life, I'm sure, are wearing them or know about it.
Probably so.
Yeah. And then we have Maxine Clark, who's the founder and owner of Build-A-Bear, which, as you know, is...
And I know about those guys. Yeah.
...has been extremely successful in retail stores around the country, where you can actually go in with your kids or work coworkers or whomever and build your own bears. And she's been very, very successful with this. So it's going to be an exciting event. We have two keynotes that we are going to, special keynotes that will be up and announced probably beginning of February.
Okay, so you can't tell us now?
We can't tell
Come
you
on,
right
Lynn.
Now.
Love Come on,
to
it's,
tip our
Lynn,
hand,
Lynn
but
it's just you and me here.
I know.
It's just between you and me. You can tell us.
I wish I could, but I have to hold back. But we hope that your viewers or your listeners will go to our site, which is OfficeDepotSuccess.com.
right.
And you'll find all the information on the conference there. It's being updated this Friday with all the new speakers and some of the new keynotes. And come early February, we should have two new additions that are going to be quite extraordinary.
Well, you know, I've in the times that I've been there, every time I've been there, there have been like 1,100 women there and
yes.
Me. I was the token guy. I actually was in line at a drink line at one of the bars, you know, just to get a glass of wine or something, and it was all women and me, and this lady turned around and looked at me and she said, "What are you doing here?" I swear she did. I promise, Lynn, she did. And I said, "Ma'am, you need to understand, I legitimized this meeting. You couldn't have this meeting without at least one guy. That wouldn't be legal."
Right. We actually would love to have more men. We do get quite a few men. We call them our enlightened men.
We're the tokens, yeah.
It's actually, I think it is very, it's a great experience because to see women in this environment where they're networking, where they're supporting each other in their businesses, you know, we really try to inspire and try to work with women that are there to help mentor each other in growing their businesses.
You know,
new for this year, which is great because we've had a lot of corporate women attend as well. And in the past, it's always been really geared towards the entrepreneur and women business owners. But this year, we've created a track for corporate women. So we'll have some breakout sessions that will address issues for corporate women, how to continue to grow your career through times of change, as corporations today are constantly changing, new CEOs every several years. How do you survive that type of environment?
Mm-hmm.
And then another panel on, how do you get on corporate boards? Really helping women understand the importance for that for their own career and also what they have to contribute to corporate boards. So that's going to be a track that we think will be very well attended.
You know, Lynn, talking about inspirational stuff, I was there last year when Maya Angelou spoke.
Mm.
I've never forgotten that.
Amazing.
I don't think I've made as many notes to hear somebody speak when I was listening to someone speak in a long time. And some of the things that she said and of course the way she says it, she's just delivers her message so well, but I was so impressed with her and the message that she had. And we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Lynn Connolly. She is with Office Depot. They got a big conference coming up in a couple of months, a month and a half or so, and we'll be back to talk about that a little bit more right after these messages. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
I'm so nervous I just sit and smile. She's only another mile.
You're dreaming. Yes, yes, right between the sun machine.
On the cloud side, I'm looking at night. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and having a great visit with our good friend Lynn Connolly. Lynn is Director of Strategic Alliances and Women's Marketing for Office Depot. And as you know, Office Depot is one of our corporate partners, and we're very proud to say that and have now for a number of years. Lynn, when we're talking about folks, we're talking about the Office Depot success strategies for Business Women's Conference that will be held. What's the date again in March?
March 26th through the 28th.
So it's about a month later than it usually is.
Yes.
Usually it's toward the... Go ahead.
Yes. It's a month later. Still is a great place to be in the month of March.
Absolutely.
Fort Lauderdale on the beach.
I can't imagine anything, any cooler place to be than Florida, South Florida in March. That's gonna be great weather. The golf will be good if you can break away. You know, Lynn, the thing that I remember, of course, I attended a number of the functions, and of course, I broadcast from down there. From a professional standpoint, you guys introduced me to and allowed me to introduce to my audience a number of really cool people that we met down there, and a lot of women who are really making things happen out there for women in the marketplace. And we love doing that. We like talking to those folks and introducing them to our audience. And so that was a lot of fun for me, and has been all the years that we've done this. And the other thing, of course, I enjoyed some of the sessions, especially the general sessions. Well, I heard Hillary Clinton speak. I heard Barbara Walters speak. Who else? As I mentioned, Maya Angelou. But there's one thing that I saw happening everywhere I turned. And if a woman said to me, why should I go to this? Or even, or anybody, a man or a woman, and said, why should I go to this? I would say it's wall-to-wall networking, 24/7 just about. Yeah. I've never seen so much networking in my life.
I actually call it connectivity, because I take it one step further than networking, because it isn't just about, you know, handing your business card to somebody and then you put the business card in a pile and you never talk to them again.
No. It wasn't like a chamber right. mixer. I agree with you.
We really try to work during that the three days, or it's actually 2.5 days, to get these women to connect in real time to create and generate results for each other's business. So the goal is to inform them up front about the other women that are there, what their businesses are, what their needs are in the marketplace, and try to actually link them with some connection with another woman, another business, a supplier that can actually, they walk away with a tangible result for their business. Whether it's an employee they're looking for that they found, whether it's a new supplier, whether it's a new product that they'd like to sell, whatever it may be, we are trying to guarantee they leave with some type of real-time result for their business.
You know,
and I think that's the differentiator with our conference.
If you haven't done this yet, one thing I'd like to recommend, because I think this would be a great story, and that's to get, and maybe you do this, but in some kind of an exit report from each one of the attendees, ask them to put a value, you know, maybe 1 to 10 or whatever, however we could meter it, measure it, I should say, some value on separate from the program, but on the connectivity, as you said. What was the connectivity value of this? I bet that would be something that would be worthy of reporting.
Yes, and last year we did we had over 100 women. We have them fill out forms, filled out exactly what they received during the conference for their business. So we were collecting some of those, but that's a great mm-hmm. idea to maybe do more of a survey to say what's the value of it.
What was the value of the connectivity? I like your word. You know, another thing that you guys have done in the past, and I was going to ask you about this time, and that is recognizing women in the various disciplines. Are you going to be doing that again this year?
Yes.
My audience has met a number of those ladies. We've interviewed dozens of them over the last 3 or so years, before and afterwards, to get them to tell us their story.
Yes, we have, for the Visionary Award winners this year, so far we have Dorothy Height, who is... has led women's initiatives and the advancement for women around the country for many, many years. She is a pioneer, visionary, an extraordinary woman. We're just thrilled that we'll be able to honor her.
Mm-hmm.
We also are honoring Joy Gordon, who founded Dress for Success, and Nina McLemore, who has started her as an entrepreneur, who had the vision to start a company, a clothing line called Nina McLemore, that many, many businesswomen in the country now wear this clothing line.
Mm-hmm.
And she's an extraordinary woman that has mentored many, many women in her life and has got an incredible vision and brought it to life.
Somebody I met last time and I interviewed her on my show is Lillian Vernon.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she was on the show last time. That was a red letter day for me to meet a pioneer and an entrepreneur.
Isn't she extraordinary?
No question about it. Lynn, we got to wrap it up. Tell me, before you go, give us the website again, please, on how to find out more about the conference.
You can go to OfficeDepotSuccess.com. And we will have all of the information is currently up there. It'll be updated again on Friday with new speakers.
Who's going to be there and how to attend, when to register, how much it's going to cost, and where it's going to be, and all that stuff is there, right?
It'll all be on the site.
OfficeDepotSuccess.com. Hey, Lynn, thanks for being here. Good job, and looking forward to seeing you.
Thanks, Jim. Take care.
See you later. Lynn Connolly, ladies and gentlemen, she's with Office Depot. Quick break, right back with Beverly Williams. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. The show is brought to you by IBM, Office Depot, and Administaff.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.